It was the law that every 10th year the people of all the tribes in the Dumi Empire should come and be counted. They did not go all the way to the great capital city of Ware, but went instead to the little walled town of Tregan Maras. The counting was always a great occasion. Tregan Maras would double in size and importance overnight as tribal tents were pitched outside its walls. There was a horse market and a 5-day fair, old friends to be met and a flood of news to be exchanged. And there was the counting itself. New names were added to the crackling scrolls, which, the people like to believe, were taken to Ware, even to the great palace of the emperor himself. The Dumi clerks laboriously wrote down how many pigs and goats and chomps everybody had, and one by one the people shuffled on to the next table and paid their taxes in furs and skins. That was the unpopular part. So the queue wound round Tregan Maras, in at the east gate, through the postern and stables, across the market square, and through the counting house. Even the youngest babies were carried past the clerks, for the quill pens to wobble and scratch their names on the parchment. Many a tribesman got a funny name because a clerk didn't know how to spell. And there's more of that sort of thing in history than you might expect. On the 5th day, the governor of the town called all the tribal chieftains to an audience in the market square to hear their grievances. He didn't always do anything about them, but at least they got heard. And he nodded a lot, and everyone felt better about it, at least until they got home. This is politics. That was how it had always happened, time out of mind. And on the 6th day, the people went back to their homes along the roads the Dumi had built. They went east. Behind them, the road went west, until it came to the city of Ware. There it was just one of the many roads that entered the city. Beyond Ware, it became the West Road, becoming narrower and more winding, until it reached the farthermost western outpost of the Rug. Such was the Dumi Empire. It covered almost all of the carpet, from the wood wall to the wasteland near Varnishholm in the north. In the west, it bordered wild land and the uttermost fringes of the carpet, and southward the roads ran as far as the Hearthlands. The painted people of the wainscot, the warlike Hibolgs, even the fire worshippers of the Rug, all paid their tribute to the emperor. Some of them didn't like the Dumi much, usually because the empire discouraged the small wars and cattle raids that, in the outlying regions, were by way of being a recreational activity. The empire liked peace. It meant that people had enough time to earn money to pay their taxes. On the whole, peace seemed to work. So the Munrung tribe went east, and passed out of the chronicles of the empire for another 10 years. Sometimes they quarrelled among themselves, but on the whole they lived peacefully and avoided having much to do with history, which tends to get people killed. Then, one year, no more was heard from Tregan Maras.